Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, December 8th edition of the program. We have one of the stars of the show, The Office, Mindy Kaling, says that the show would be canceled essentially because of wokeness, not because it's not incredibly entertaining. We'll get into how wokeness ruins everything, especially comedy. Plus, James Cameron tells The Hollywood Reporter that testosterone is a toxin you have to slowly work out of your system. And Sam Bankman-Fried almost spent $100 million to sponsor Taylor Swift's concerts going forward. And then also Brittany Griner was freed today, but not Paul Whelan. We will talk about these things, these major stories today here on the Buck Sexton Show. Twitter's in the news a lot these days, as you know, including the revelation that more than 5 million user accounts have been exposed in a software vulnerability. Personal information, including emails and phone numbers from a December 2021 data breach, has recently been published on a hacker forum, making it free for the taking. If exploited, this information could be used by cyber criminals to attempt phishing attacks, which could lead to identity theft. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential online identity threats you may not spot on your own. They do that by monitoring online transactions and account openings in the billions each week. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, LifeLock will work to fix it. They have dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialists. I've worked with one before when somebody stole my identity and took out a bunch of accounts in my name. Actually, it was one big account in my name, and they fixed it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock, so go check it out. You got to have LifeLock, all right? I mean, this is just something you need to have operating to protect you online. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use my name, promo code BUCK, for 25% off. I'm just going to start with this one. The Office is a great show. I don't know how many of you have seen it. It's fantastic. I really enjoy it. And it's become cult favorite isn't even really the case. It's become a phenomenon in the streaming era, so much so that NBC, which owns the Peacock streaming network, took it back from Netflix. And I know it's been the number one thing streamed on Peacock. I think it was also the number one thing being streamed for a period of time on Netflix. And it was old, right? Old content, but people just love it. Something about being able to binge watch The Office. And the comedy is so good. It's so well written. It's phenomenal. Mindy Kaling, who's a lib, no surprise. Interestingly enough, Mindy Kaling's brother, I remember this years ago, he was applying to medical schools, and he did an experiment where he applied to medical school as an Indian American, so Indian from South Asia, and he didn't get in anywhere. And he shaved his head and tried to make himself seem, on paper, more African American to apply to medical schools. This really happened. Mindy Kaling's brother did this, and he got in, I think, to his top. He went from getting into no medical schools to reapplying and getting into his top choice couple of schools. And top choice medical schools are incredibly difficult to get into just by making it seem like he was on paper African-American. So she didn't like that, by the way, Mindy Kaling. But anyway, Mindy Kaling, who plays Kelly on the show, she said recently they're doing some kind of, I don't know, they're a podcast about The Office, lots of stuff. She said, look, we couldn't do it. Couldn't be made today. And most characters would be canceled. But she even said is inappropriate now. It's inappropriate now. Oh, okay. So what was a tremendous phenomenon of comedy and incredibly successful and gave a lot of people, I mean, I have a friend who, when he was in Afghanistan, you know, we would try to find things to be able to binge watch when you're overseas, military, obviously I was CIA side. And he was watching the, I watched when I was in Afghanistan with the CIA, we would have these little DVD players. You could buy them in a marketplace there. Along with rugs and knives and other things, and a little DVD player, and I would watch. I think there were bootleg copies of Entourage. Remember that HBO show? But I had a friend who used to watch The Office, and you know, you needed to escape. You're in a war zone. You need to escape the surroundings that you had there by watching great American content. So anyway, The Office kept a lot of people company for who knows how many millions of hours around the world. And the fact that you couldn't make it anymore, I just think it goes to show what we're losing day in and day out in our culture right now, and why there's so little good content that's being made, especially so little good comedy that is being made. You're just not allowed to make jokes anymore. Not allowed to, even in a good-natured way, play upon any kinds of stereotypes. The only people whose stereotypes you're allowed to make fun of are white male Christians. That's it. Beyond that, you are at risk of being canceled. So it just was interesting to see that Mindy Kaling said this and says that it's inappropriate. It's not inappropriate. We've just become hypersensitive as a society, and I think people are really tired of it. And we need to create more avenues for expression, for creativity, and for content that aren't constantly at the whim of the humorless, woke scolds. I think that would be an enormous benefit to us. And I also will talk about this for a second here. You know, James Cameron, it hurts because Aliens is a great movie. It's a great action movie. If you haven't seen it, it holds up really well. Even though the special effects were pretty rudimentary, they still look pretty cool today. Aliens is a great movie directed by James Cameron. The original Alien movie was directed by... who's the guy who did Kingdom of Heaven? Ridley Scott. Thank you. Ridley Scott. I just forgot his name for a second. But he was great. He's a great director. Anyway, you look at James Cameron's filmography. You got Aliens. You got some good stuff in there. Titanic. You know, yes, if you're a 14-year-old girl, it's a fantastic movie. But Avatar was trash. It's just everyone knows it. It's a trash movie. It's not. Yeah, they use some fancy 3D special effects. The actual movie is garbage. I can't believe they're making another one. And Cameron is a Canadian and a big lib, as we know. But he recently said in an interview with the Hollywood Reporter that he used to be a wild, testosterone-poisoned young man and labeled testosterone as a toxin. This is a quote, a toxin that you have to slowly work out of your system. Now, my friends, This is absurd. This is crazy. But it goes to show you that the left-wing mentality of a war on masculinity isn't even limited to the toxic masculinity concept. It's even now the toxicity of the necessary hormones for masculinity, which is testosterone. Without testosterone, you can't be a man. Now, women have testosterone, too, I know, and there's balances of testosterone in different people. But point is, without T, as people often refer to it, you are not a man. And also the benefits of masculinity, focus, energy, drive, aggression when necessary, those go down tremendously. Self-confidence, hypogonadism is what the medical definition, I believe, is for super low levels of testosterone. But the left really wants hypogonadism for men in general. Easier to control, more complacent, less individualistic, less about achievement and success. They want collectivist, docile drones. This really is the mentality. I know it's a little out there, but this is how they think about things. So I'm always also amazed too. Even just talking about this stuff, I'll always have libs like, "Oh, look at you! You're not a bodybuilder or something." I'm like, first of all the libs that call me out, I'm like, I would absolutely annihilate you in a fight. But not that matters because we're fighting with words here. But even in the rare case that's not the case, who cares? What I'm saying is true. It's ridiculous what the left is saying. But they'll even defend this. Even like the tough guys on the left will start to say, the right wing is thinking this thing about testosterone. They say that testosterone, James Cameron, this guy's like a billionaire practically, one of the biggest directors in the world. And he says testosterone is a what was the word? A poison. Lunacy. Anyway. When the weather turns cold, my friends, you know what I reach for? A hoodie. And no one makes a better hoodie sweatshirt than American Giant. This is a heavy-duty, feels-great-when-I-wear-it kind of hoodie. American Giant has been making great clothes for a while now. They do it right. The cotton they use in making their gear is pre-shrunk, so when you wash it and wear it, it doesn't get like all tight on you. It fits perfectly, even after it's gone in the wash so many times. The cotton is thick, so it really gives you that good feel of being sturdy and well-made. Side panels are structured. Elbows are reinforced. Custom hardware zippers only just reinforce how sturdy American Giant gear really is, how well made it is. And it feels great. So it's sturdy, durable, but also feels so good on you. It's no wonder that it's been called the greatest hoodie ever made from my friends at American Giant. It is the company that makes them. Go to AmericanGiant.com. That's the website. Go to AmericanGiant.com. When you land on that, make your purchase. Take 20% off, though. 20% off. Great deal. When you use my name, Buck, in the purchase process, that's the promo code. Go to AmericanGiant.com. Get yourself the hoodie. See what other clothing they have there, too, though. And use promo code Buck for 20% off AmericanGiant.com. I haven't talked yet about Brittany Griner. Here is, which obviously was the big news story today, and I'm sure people are wondering what I think about it. First of all, Victor Boot is the, we're talking a lot about movies today. He is the basis for the Nicolas Cage movie, Lord of War, which is a pretty good movie. Nicolas Cage, as you know, made so many different movies over the years. Some were great. I mean, I haven't seen Leaving Las Vegas, to be fair, but I think he got an Oscar for that. People love it. Producer Mike, is that right? Did he get an Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas? Maybe a nomination, yeah. I mean, but anyway, it was a critically acclaimed movie. I also love him, Con Air. Con Air, he's great. You know, it's like, I need Drop the Bunny. Remember Con Air, some of you? I know that kind of sounds like angry Keanu Reeves, but I'm working on my Nicolas Cage. Who, what, where, why? Con Air was very watchable. Ridiculous movie. I mean, stupid movie, but I love it. I'm not hating on Con Air. I'm just admitting that it's dumb, but it's really entertaining, fun to watch. But he's made some clunkers, too. He's made some bad ones. And Lord of War, though, is not a clunker. It's pretty good for what it is. Pretty watchable. It's about Victor Boot, though, this guy who during the fall of the Soviet Union, became a international arms dealer. And he was the guy that sold guns to the worst people on the planet, you know, to the militias who would mutilate innocent women and children in parts of Africa, to terrorist groups, to you name it. He was the arms dealer to the worst. We just traded him. He's in custody for conspiring to kill Americans by selling Stinger missiles to Colombian Marxist guerrillas, But actually, they were DEA agents. It was a sting. He was serving a 25-year sentence. He was released, and we got in exchange Brittany Griner, who got a 9-year sentence for having some hashish or cannabis oil in a vape pen, less than a gram of it, very small amount of it, but facing 9 years in prison. And here, people are upset about this on a number of levels. One is they're saying this is just not a good trade. But beyond that, Paul Whelan, who's a former Marine, I believe he was discharged. He was dishonorably discharged from the Marine Corps, but he's a former Marine. And he is languishing in prison. He's one of ours. He's an American. He's languishing in prison in Russia for some nonsense espionage charge, which the Russians, they love to try to trade their actual spies for the make-believe spy that they will grab, which is why, I mean, people ask, have you ever been to Russia? No, and I'm never going to Russia. Don't trust that. Don't trust that state. Don't trust that government. And honestly, just not don't have any interest in going. But we got this trade. Here is the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, talking about how, oh, no, it wasn't an either or trade. Watch this one.
While we're elated at Brittany returning home, we continue to work relentlessly to bring Paul Whelan home as well. Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently. As a result, Paul and his loved ones continue to suffer needlessly and unjustly. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. The choice was one or none. I wholeheartedly wish that we could have brought Paul home today on the same plane as Brittany, just as at the time I wish we could have brought Brittany and Paul home when we secured the release of Trevor Reed back in April. But we will stay at it.
So we're to believe that Brittany didn't skip Paul Whelan in line because of how this plays for the left and the Democrats. They view Brittany Griner because she is... she's African-American, she is a lesbian, and she is a WNBA player, and also very left-wing in her stated politics. They view getting her back as symbolically much more important, it would seem, than getting Paul Whelan back, the former Marine who's been languishing in prison for years, not for months, but for years. I don't think that this is in any way... I don't think it was a good trade. I do want Americans brought back who are unjustly detained in foreign countries, notably in Russia, right? This isn't like somebody was on vacation, got caught smuggling large quantities of drugs, and, you know, you do the time, you do the crime, you do the time. They were making an example of Brittany Griner. I'm just calling fact, calling it like it is. 9 years was meant to be punitive so they could hold her as a bargaining chip. She did break the law, though. I don't think Paul Whelan broke the law at all. I don't think he broke any Russian laws. I think that he's just the pawn that they are using. But it should just be about, I think, first in, first out. And these are Americans, and the American government should try to get them out based on their Americanness and nothing else. But that does not seem to be what happened here. It does not seem to be what happened. And I think that the Biden administration knows that as a function of who the Democrat base is more excited or more thankful to have back, it would be Brittany Griner, because they... Identity politics overall. I mean, identity politics over Americanness is the attitude of the left. I think we see that time and time again. I got some thoughts here on Sam Bankman-Fried, which we shall talk about here in just a second. MyPillow is an amazing company, and you've helped build it into the phenomenal success that it is. But what kind of sheets are you sleeping on? Let me ask you that. Do you really like them? Every night when you get into your sheets, you feel like, oh, they're so comfortable. They feel so good on my skin. I think they're amazing. Because the answer is no, you've got to get the Giza Dream sheets. And honestly, if you already have a pair of Giza Dream sheets, get another one so you can just keep rotating them on your bed and have fresh, crisp Giza Dream sheets all the time. They're so soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow are back at the lowest price ever. These sheets are coming in as low as $29.99 with promo code BUCK. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and now for the holiday season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets, along with other limited-time offers. Enter promo code BUCK for these great limited-time specials. That's MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Check out this flash sale on Giza Dream Sheets. the Giza Dream Sheets. Okay, now FTX Crypto is a story that, excuse me, that I have been following with tremendous interest from the very beginning, because this guy,
Sam Bankman-Fried, he's like, hey, here I am. I have kind of this curly hair. I went to MIT, and I just sort of sound like this. But give me billions of your dollars, then I'm going to be the richest person on the planet. No one knows why. But
this is what happened with this guy. But he bought off all the right people. And who knows how much money he really spent on all this. And he created this image of himself by taking in people's money who thought that that money was safe and could be invested in crypto and they'd hold it on exchanges. He was operating like a crypto bank, effectively. But he didn't hold this stuff. He spent the money on other things. And then when those things didn't work, or the money just was gone because he just spent it, where's your deposit, so to speak? Your crypto? Oh, it's gone. Whoops.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that if they actually spent the money, that you wouldn't have the money you need to spend later on and give back to your customers.
Whole thing is crazy. But Sam Bankman-Fried, I love this, was thinking about spending $100 million sponsoring a Taylor Swift concert tour. $100 million. You want to know? People are like, how'd this guy make $1 billion disappear? By offering to be the lead sponsor for Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, who's quite lovely and very talented, but unfortunately very left-wing. Lead sponsor for her at $100 million. Now, the deal didn't go through, and now they're saying, oh, Taylor Swift never would have done this and all this stuff. But it was in consideration. FTX was the arena in Miami. The arena where the Miami Heat play is called the FTX Arena. He actually paid for naming rights for it. So the amazing scope of this scam is still being exposed. He hasn't been arrested. And you get the sense that are they not going to arrest this guy? And maybe it's because he knows who took the money and in what amounts and can embarrass a lot of people. Maybe they hope this just sort of goes away. He declares some form of just, or he continues on, I guess, with the bankruptcy that's already been declared. And says, whoopsie, you know, my mistake. And he paid off all the right people. You know, so as much as this guy, it looks like he's, oh, how could he have been so foolish and ridiculous? Well, he did get billions and billions of dollars into his hands. And somehow it looks like he maybe isn't going to prison because he knew, you know, if you get like Taylor Swift and people like that, in this case, it's actually Tom Brady and Giselle. I mean, he didn't get Taylor Swift. But if you get people of that stature to be associated with your brand, you can do anything. You can do anything. No one cares all of a sudden. It's crazy when you think about it. Honestly, it's crazy, the whole thing. Thanks for rolling with me here, team. Appreciate you. I'm going to be out tomorrow, so I know I'll miss you too. Going to be at the range shooting some guns. Back on Monday, though, and I will see you then. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.